track 14, and we come to our final track for this week. I like to keep track of what is going on around the world in terms of national days, and I bet you didn't know that today, Thursday the 21st of November, was World Hello Day. It may sound very basic, but it encourages us to take the opportunity to simply greet people and to recognise how important simple communication is in our daily lives. In the 1970s, the conflict between Egypt and Israel was quite severe, and many people began to fear yet another huge war would end up coming out of it. World Hello Day was created in 1973 in order to show people, especially the people of the Middle East, that conflicts can and should be resolved through communication and not violence. The peace discussion at the end of the Yom Kippur War was the first time that Arab and Israeli officials had met for direct public discussions in 25 years. The concept of World Hello Day was created by Brian McCormack, a PhD graduate of Arizona State University, and Michael McCormack, a graduate of Harvard. The idea was that clear, honest communication breeds peace. Over the last 42 years since its creation, World Hello Day has been celebrated in 180 countries, as citizens of each of these countries take time to express their concerns for world peace. 31 winners of the Nobel Peace Prize have stated that World Hello Day carries substantial value as an instrument for preserving peace and as an occasion that makes it possible for anyone in the world, individual, organisation or government, to contribute to the process of creating space. Looking around the world today, one wonders what impact the day has had.
However, it's not all doom and gloom. This was seen in a church magazine. The peacemaking meeting scheduled for today has been cancelled due to a conflict.
And so was this. After a very long and boring sermon, the parishioners filed out of the church saying nothing to the preacher. Towards the end of the line was a thoughtful person who always commented on the sermon. "Vicar, today your sermon reminded me of the peace and love of God." The vicar was thrilled. "No one has ever said anything like that about my preaching before. Tell me why." "Well, it reminded me of the peace of God because it passed all understanding, and the love of God because it endured forever."
But we close on a rather thoughtful note. A journalist assigned to Jerusalem takes an apartment overlooking the Wailing Wall. Every day when she looks out, she sees an old Jewish man praying vigorously. So one day the journalist goes down and introduces herself to the old man. She asks, "You come every day to the wall. How long have you done that and what are you praying for?" "I have come here to pray every day for 25 years. In the morning I pray for world peace and then for the brotherhood of man. I go home, have a cup of tea, and I come back and pray for the eradication of illness and disease from the earth." The journalist is amazed. "How does it make you feel to come here every day for 25 years and pray for these things?" The old man looks at her sadly. "Like I'm talking to a wall." And that brings us to the end of this week's edition. It's time for us to say our farewells and hope for world peace. Farewell from Lorna.
Goodbye.
From Beryl.
Goodbye.
And it's farewell from our engineer, Tim.
Goodbye.
And it's farewell from me, Brian. Please, as always, do take care of yourselves. Until next time. Bye.